You're listening to a WebYeshiva.org podcast. Visit www.webyeshiva.org to take part in our fully interactive online yeshiva. Visit blog.webyeshiva.org for more free downloadable Torah content.
Hello, this is Ilana Goldstein-Sachs of Web Yeshiva with this week's Midrash of the Week podcast. In continuation of our Purim theme, I've chosen for today's podcast a Midrash from Vayikra Rabbah. The context of the Midrash is the mitzvah of the Omer, not the first topic that one thinks of when one thinks of Purim, but give us time. The Midrash is extolling the importance of the mitzvah of the Omer, and it lists a number of biblical events during which Am Yisrael was saved because, the Midrash claims, their performance of the mitzvah of the Omer. We are not going to learn the whole list, although it might be an interesting topic for a different podcast sometime. We will concentrate today on a section which discusses the events of Purim. Okay, so this is in Vayikra Rabbah, Parasha Kavchet, and it's on the source sheet on the website for those who are interested. Rabbi Levi Amar, he she'amda lahem b'yemei haman, right? He refers to the mitzvah of the Omer. It is the mitzvah of the Omer which stood up for them, which defended them during the days of Haman. Da'amar Rabbi Levi, Kevan shera'a Mordechai et Haman, ba kenegdo, vahasus biyado, Amar, Dome ani she'en rasha ze ba ela lehargeni. When Mordechai saw Haman coming towards him with a horse, right? This is the part of the Megillah where Haman was actually sent by the king, by Achashverosh, to honor Mordechai by having him ride in a horse, but Mordechai doesn't know this yet. So he thinks that Haman is coming towards him in order to kill him. V'Haman Talmidav Yatvid Tanayan Kamoy, and his students, Mordechai's students, were sitting and learning before him. Amar lahem, avdu varchu shema techavu b'chalti. Mordechai implores, please get up and run away, lest you be burned along with me. In other words, lest you be killed along with me when he tries to kill me. Amru le ben likto ben lechaye anu anan imach v'lo nishbakcha. Right? No, we will not leave you. We are with you in life, in death, whether to die or to live. Ba'asa, what did Mordechai do? Nit'atef b'talito, v'amad b'tfila. Right, he wrapped himself up in his talit, and he stood in prayer, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before God. V'talmido yatvin tanayan, and his students were sitting and learning. They continued learning what they had been learning before. Amar lahem, right, and now in a way that only the Midrash can, Haman comes along and starts having a discussion about what they're learning. B'matem oskim, right, what are you dealing with here? Amru lo b'mitzvat ha'omer shehayu Yisrael makrivin b'mikdash, b'yom hazeh. Right, we're learning about the mitzvah of the Omer, which Am Yisrael would sacrifice in the temple on this day. Amar lahon, hadin umra b'mai hava d'daham d'kesef. Right, what is this Omer of? Is it gold? Is it silver? Right, Haman not being able to imagine such an important korban being of anything else. Amru lo disorin, no, it's of barley, they told him. Amar lohun v'kama havat tibedide ma'asara kantarin. Amrin leis sagin be midan. And so they say, is it worth a lot of money? So they said, no, it's worth very little. Sagid be yudmin minad. Sorry, it's right. It's basically, that it's worth very little. Amar lahod kubu didatcho aseret binkon la aseret alafim kantaraya de kaspa. Your ten seorin has beat out my aseret alafim kikar kesef. Right, the large amount of kesef that traded hands during the deal that Haman made with Achashverosh that allowed him to kill all the Jews. Kevan dechasal bin betzale, right, when Mordechai finished praying, Amar Haman le Mordechai. Right, and then, I'm not going to read the entire Midrash inside. Haman says to Mordechai, come, put on the clothing of the king and the crown of the king. I have to do this for you. And so Mordechai kind of like brings Haman through this long discussion back and forth. I actually invite you to read the entire midrash because it's interesting and amusing. Where he says, "You put on the crown of the king." He says, "What can I put on the crown of the king without getting my hair cut first?" And he has to. And he says he has to take a shower, otherwise it's a bizayon for the king. He has to do all these things, basically trying to get Haman into trouble while also, you know, giving him a bit of a hard time. And at the very end, the very last part, Haman says, "Okay, I'm ready to get up on the horse." And he says, "I'm an old man, I can't get up on the horse." And Haman says, "Well, I'm also an old man, what do you want me to do?" He says, "Yes, but you have brought this upon yourself." And Mordechai ends up climbing up on the neck of Haman in order to get up on the horse. Right? That, of course, being the ultimate embarrassment of Haman and literally the uplifting of Mordechai. And the Midrash says that this is a fulfillment of the Pasuk, V'chachashu oivecha lecha v'ata al bamoteimo tidroch, right? You will beat your enemies and you will climb upon their high places, right? The Midrash meaning here the high places being the neck of Haman. Kevad sherachav al hasus, hitchil b'kaleis l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right? And when Mordechai was up on the horse, he started to praise God. Now we'll get back to the end of the Midrash a little bit later. I'm going to stop here for the moment, right? What is the connection, right, between the Omer and the Purim story, right? According to this Midrash, right, it is the Omer, the mitzvah of the Omer, which saved Am Yisrael at this time. Okay, the first connection is purely technical, right? The Korban HaOmer, as we know from Vayikra Kaf Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph, was brought Mimachorat HaShabbat, right? Which is interpreted as meaning the day after the Chag, right? After the first day of Chag HaMatzot, right? The first day of Chag HaMatzot is the 15th of Nisan. So the day after is the 16th day of Nisan, right? What we would call here in Israel the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. As it turns out, the events of this Midrash, which are, of course, based on the events of the Megillah, also occurred on the 16th of Nisan, or thereabouts, right? In Esther, Beginat Esther, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, we are told the letters decreeing that the death of the Jews, right, that which was arranged by Haman, were sent out on the 13th of Nisan, right? That's written explicitly in the Pasuk. Mordechai promptly puts on sackcloth and ashes. As a result, the conversation between Mordechai and Esther takes place, which results in Esther calling a 3-day fast. And on the third day, Esther invites Achashverosh and Haman to a feast. That night, Achashverosh can't sleep. They read to him from the Sefer HaZichronot, right, the Book of Memories, and he learns from there that what Mordechai did for him, right, at the beginning of the story, the Megillah, that Mordechai had once saved his life. And immediately Haman is told to run and honor Mordechai for what he did by leading him around on the horse in the king's clothing. Right. So depending on when you think Esther started fasting, right, and there's a debate about this in the various commentaries, it has the events of the Midrash occurring either on the 16th or the 17th day of Nisan, right? The Midrash seems to prefer the former option, right? That these events actually occurred on the 16th day of Nisan, the day of the Korban HaOmer. Right, so that's a purely technical connection, right? But one which we've seen, like in previous podcasts, is often found in Midrash, right? That the Midrash, in addition to some idea that it's trying to present, always looks for some link, right? Some technical thing in the pasuk which it could be based. But the connection to the Omer goes between the Purim story and the Omer goes beyond this technical point, right? The larger Midrash, within which our Midrash falls, right, in Vayikra Rabba, suggests what the Omer is all about, what the Korban Omer is all about. And I didn't bring this on your source sheet. You can feel free to look it up sometime if you want. But I will quote a small bit of it for you. It's actually a very long midrash, so I can't read most of it, but I'll just bring one excerpt to give you an idea. Amar Rabbi Levi, right? This is the same Rabbi Levi who speaks in our section of the Midrash that we've been learning. Harei shecharashta v'zarata v'adarta v'kasachta v'katzarta v'amarta v'darashta v'asita תבואה בגרנין, אם אין הקדוש ברוך הוא מציל לך מעט רוח שתזרה מהיכן אתה חי. Right? If you do all of this work, this tremendous work in your fields to plant and to plow and to plant and to reap it and to etc. all the things that you have to do when you're working the land, right? But if Hashem didn't come with a little bit of wind to spread the seeds the way they need, or for the rain to come, etc., then all of your work would be for naught. Right? Elsewhere, the Midrash says, right, that the you should not take this mitzvah of the Omer lightly. It's an important mitzvah. Why? Because basically it tells us that Hashem is the one who is in control, right? Lest you think of otherwise, right? People work the land, right? But it is Hashem who makes the rain fall and the wind blow, right? And if he doesn't do that, then everything that man does to work comes to naught, right? And it can be taken away. And then the Midrash brings a whole bunch of examples, right, including Haman, from whom everything was taken away. The Midrash is based on